children in any, and I never care about that, but that one just felt weird.
This one really hurts. This is like, I don't know, in all the years we've been broadcasting, this is like number two for me.
It's unfathomable that you could, like, imagine that happening.
Yeah.
It's so fucking, that is so crazy. So fucking apart from anything you can even wrap your fucking mind around.
Right.
That somebody could actually do that.
Well, a lot of people were talking over the weekend and asking a lot of questions, and they're like, is this just as bad as, 9/11? It's the second worst thing I could think of since we've been broadcasting together.
It's pretty bad.
And we've had a lot of shit go down over the years that we've had to, like, kind of check ourselves and talk, you know, seriously about. This one's rough, man.
It's, you know what it is, too? It's that thing where when things happen, like 9/11 and just other people being killed, you almost get this feeling like, and we've talked about it, I bet there were some assholes in there, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, well, you know.
Right.
There's nothing you can fucking say about kindergartners and first graders and shit like that.
Right.
That you can not just say, that is complete innocence. There's no way, shape, or form these poor kids should have been in that situation whatsoever.
And the answer is simple. There is no answer. This one is extremely complicated.
Yep.
And everyone